Does anybody have general discussion? I see Chair Carpenter.
Yes, I do think it's important that we raise the last Friday special meeting, the emergency meeting, whatever the preference to label it is. We had, as I recall, we had 7 commissioners participate in that, and I really appreciated that. And it was on, certainly on the Olympic Peninsula steelhead issue, a very, very difficult and controversial issue and a lot of passion. And we did break the Guinness Book record by having 515 participants. I've never seen a number like that at the bottom. And there's the discussion and the incoming emails are still ongoing, and I felt it was important to at least bring that up today for the commissioners that participated and the ones that didn't participate in that to hear what they have to say and their thoughts. And I think perhaps Kelly Susuwent, our director, might have an update of some kind. I'm not putting you in a box, Kelly, but so that's, I just wanted to put that on the table for anyone's comments. Commissioner Barbara Don has his hand up.
Sorry, I'd muted myself. Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair, and thanks to Fish Committee and Commission Chairman Carpenter for bringing this up. Let me say that again, that I said on last, whenever the Fish Committee meeting was, and I think that the Commission has a policy oversight function, but not an in-season fishery management function to do, and we shouldn't be getting into that. But there is a policy oversight question that comes up here, because it is an unusual situation in several regards. The emergency rule that was passed comes forward with what many are calling a paradigm shift. It's a concept of at least more boat fishing and a coast-wide approach to regulations versus a watershed-specific approach. And as Larry Carpenter mentioned, we had an enormous public response on this with very short notice, 26 hours or something like that, 500 people there. There was even cable television coverage down here in the Vancouver-Portland area. In advance of the Fish Committee meeting, I got a call from a constituent about that, and I got a call from another constituent about whether or not the Cowlitz River steelhead fishery was going to be subject to this. So we've got a huge volume of letters and emails even since the Fish Committee meeting. And why is there such a huge public response in such a short time? One of the letters we got since the Fish Committee meeting came from Mr. Jonathan Stumpf on behalf of the Trout Unlimited, where he made a comment that the department position was, quote, was a surprise to everyone in the sport fishing and conservation communities. So I think it's good that maybe we kind of keep our eye on the donut and not the hole, so to speak, as they say, on some of this. I think it was good that the staff is looking out for conservation of the resource. This is their job. That's a good thing. I think it was good to see the angling community show such great passion for the fish and the fishery in this. And I think it's good to see the conservation organizations speak out on this. Their watchdog purpose is an important part of the overall picture. But there are a couple of holes in this. I don't know that in-season management is a good process for dealing with chronic conservation concerns. I think there was a little misinterpretation back on December 3rd or 4th or whenever the commission discussed this about it being a chronic problem and having to wait for the forecasts and to do this during the in-season period. And my point there was, if we really have chronic problems, we don't have to wait for the forecast to deal with this. Another negative here is it's pretty obvious that many people didn't think that there was a full display of options and analyzed and considered for the boat closure in particular, days per week variation, spot closures below this bridge or above that bridge, fishing from an anchored boat instead of having to get out of the anchored boat and wade fish. Why would there be so much concern about this? I think it was a very condensed process, really designed for in-season management business. And that people obviously must not think they're being heard, or they wouldn't, we wouldn't be getting this volume of letters. But it's a positive, I think, that we've spawned a serious conversation about the future, both the short-term future and the long-term future. I am a little concerned about how this was done, the process by which it was done, 50% cutbacks, for example, to the status quo in areas where we're above our escapement goal. And, you know, the case can be made that a boat fishing closure does disproportionately affect ADA or elderly folks. And it gets back to, again, is in-season management the right place to do some of these big things? So when I've thought about this, where do we go from here? What's an appropriate policy oversight response? You know, I'd reiterate that it's not our role as commission to get into in-season fishery management. So I'll mention two things. One is, I think we ought to learn from this and commit to a better process for regulations for the winter of 2021 and beyond for the coastal and Olympic Peninsula areas. This would be consistent with some of the remarks by our director at the early December meeting. But maybe we ought to specify that we would want to start this in the summer of 2021 and try to conclude by mid-October, so these chronic problems can be dealt with well in advance of the fishery, so people can make some plans. And of course, do it in the normal, open and transparent, broadly noticed way. And put all the data on the table. We got comments about the tribal catches. We should have all the tribal catches and the non-tribal catches on the table. But for those folks that are aware that this is going to be some sort of a surprise, I would just suggest that what Jim Anderson said about this will pan out, that the tribes have been responsible in their management of steelhead resources. And when the data is all shown, that's going to prove out. But in the summer, we can review what happened here in this winter, this 2020 season, what worked, what didn't, more discussion about some of the studies, and evaluate at that time days per week, fishing out of an anchored boat, spot closures, different approaches to the south and the north, because things are much different in the Willapa area, where we do have a pretty chronic situation. The big question, I think, in a lot of people's minds is, there should be anything different in terms of regulations this year? And we have got letters appealing to the commission on this question. And from my perspective, at least as one commissioner, I would support doing something in the area of reconsideration for the boat closure, at least in those areas where we're projected to be above the escapement goal. You know, for example, maybe fishing from an anchored boat in the Forks area, where safety concerns can be pretty severe. Again, this is just an idea here in the spirit of general commission direction to the director to do something in reconsideration, but just leave it up to the director as to the specifics of what to do about this reconsideration and the timing and all of that. So thank you for the time there. I have thought about it quite a bit since our fish committee meeting.
Okay, well, I've seen hands go up and down. I don't see any currently up. So, Director Susewin, did you want to give us the benefit of your wisdom on this issue?
Want to might be the wrong phrase, but I think it's good. So I hear you loud and clear, and I think I tried to state last time that we could have done a much better job of getting some internet interference, better job of flagging this. It is chronic, but I think, frankly, it's much more dependent on the forecast than some folks believe. And it's a difficult forecast to get. These fish are spawning today, and they'll spawn through June. And we do our in-stream walk hundreds of miles of stream in that time frame at the end of that June-July time frame. Tribes are doing the same. We have to come to a joint forecast with the tribes. That drives it. Yes, we have a long-term chronic, but how much of room is available, one space or another? It's really, I think, pretty heavily dependent on, one, the forecast, and two, co-management with our co-managers. I wanted to make sure I hit a few things there. And you know, Commissioner Anderson mentioned, Commissioner McIsaac just said, the tribes have been at the table with us through this. They are making sacrifices as well. They recognize the conservation need. The Ho tribe in particular has mentioned that if they get to there, I believe it's 249. It's 199 or 240. I think it's 249 fish. They stop fishing. They usually reserve some steelhead so that they can have a spring Chinook fishery. They will either curtail their steelhead fishery early enough to reserve for that, or they will eliminate their spring Chinook fishery. These are steps tribes, these are huge steps for tribes. They're at the table with us. We could have done a better job making sure the public is aware of that, but they are there. And we could have done a better job of letting you know the options we did consider, because we considered partial closures. We considered parts of the week. We're concerned enough about the enforcement already. But we looked, I believe, I would be surprised if there's an option we didn't look at. We had a lot of interactions with the guides. They gave us lots of suggestions. We legitimately, genuinely looked at those suggestions and didn't feel it got us to where we needed to be on conservation. We have a couple of streams, really, above escapement, and we looked at closing other streams or having more flexibility there, and we were concerned about effort shift and putting those bodies on that stream. We have really the Quileute system, one system that's doing okay. How hard do you want to hammer that, because it's the last one doing okay? But we did look at it. We also looked at tributaries within the Quileute system about, are there places where we want to get at more hatchery fish? Well, those are also the areas where we had bigger concerns. So this was thoroughly vetted through an in-season management. There's certainly room to change that if that's where you all would like to head. But so one, I want to be, it sounds a little defensive, and perhaps it is. I think the crew did a great job with what they had to deal with. We could have done better beforehand. We had a meeting with the recreational anglers yesterday, regular meeting we would have had with or without the steelhead issue coming up. And there were commitments there that we will at least bring them along. And obviously, we're ready to receive direction from the commission if you'd like different or more than this. But let them know, hey, it's in June or July. We're out there conducting our river surveys right now. Let them know in that September timeframe what we're generally seeing, and we're going to start negotiating with tribes, because we come up with a forecast, the tribes come up with a forecast, and then we jointly support each other's forecast or have a combined forecast. We can do a better job publicly making sure people know the steps we are on. We can look at options. But frankly, the decision around options will be after a forecast, or it should be, in my opinion. I'm thinking if there's anything else in that led up to that or that I wanted to address. I think that's most of it. Hear you loud and clear. People would like more input. I think we can do a better job of describing the process and making sure people are brought along, and there's an opportunity to provide input when we can. We recognize this is a huge change. And frankly, when staff briefed me, I came down to we had a couple of options. Either this, what's being viewed as a pretty radical, draconian change, or complete closure. And I hated it, had the same initial reaction as everybody did, and pushed staff hard, pushed Kelly Cunningham hard, who in turn he'd already pushed his staff hard, but went and pushed on him again. Is there something we can carve out of this to be a little more flexible? And the answer was, not with confidence that we're going to meet our conservation goals. And so we made the decisions, and we will certainly. So my suggestion, after a long-winded, feeling fairly defensive response, is that what I'd like to do is come to the next Fish Committee meeting with a schedule that says, look, here's how it works for us, and here's our proposal for keeping you and the public informed. And I spots along that process where we feel it's appropriate to get the input on next year's 2021-22 season. That would be my suggestion, that we do take it up as a conscious topic. I would suggest starting with the Fish Committee, obviously, but I stand ready to, you know, step other direction.
Vice Chair Baker.
Go ahead, Chair Carter.
Thank you, Director. I appreciate that. I just want to add one piece there that, and I'll be brief. For our constituent base, the 515 people plus that responded in a, like Commissioner McIsaac mentioned, 26 hours after the news release went out, the people in the industry, the people that their living depends on meaningful opportunity, the people that sell boats, the people that sell trailers, the people that sell rods and reels and tackle, and I could go on, I mean, life jackets and all the things that go along with people on the water, That industry has to buy their product 1 year in advance. They're going to buy product this fall for a year from now. That's what you have to do to be preemptive, to be, make sure you can get the product to sell and to provide to your customer base. So I mentioned that for those that might not know that. And like you mentioned, bringing it forward to the Fish Committee would be very welcome. But I do think we need in the back of our mind to keep an open mind about trying to allow the hotel motel owner folks and all the people that make a living or a portion of their living from the activity on the peninsula to try and help them manage their businesses and their life. Thanks, Kelly.
Heard you loud and clear, Chair.
So are there further comments on the Fish Committee meeting generally or Steelhead in specifically? Okay, are there any more general comments for the end of the meeting? Does anybody have anything they want to tell us about or to say? It's a quiet bunch here.